And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. The Oklahoma Senate votes 43-5 for the Medical Marijuana Unity Bill. It includes regulations for testing, licensing, labeling, and other issues. It also allows employers to fire users in certain safety-sensitive jobs. Bill author Senator Greg McCourtney.
With those positions, the employer has the right to ask whether or not the employee has a medical marijuana card. It is then up to the employer what he wants or he or she wants to do with that information.
It's now up to the governor whether to sign the bill into law. Bills granting Oklahoma's governor more power over agencies are nearly through the legislature. The bills also strike most restrictions for serving on agency boards, except in the case of the Department of Transportation. ODOT's board members will still come from set districts. Rep. John Eccles says that's in order to preserve a fix made decades ago when road and bridge projects were subject to the whims of the Senate Transportation Chair.
We created a system where we took the politics out of it. We created these CED, Circuit Engineering Districts, and they decide which projects are done inside.
Bills affecting ODOT, Corrections, Mental Health, Juvenile Affairs, and the Health Care Authority are ready for final floor votes. Tulsa saw its seventh homicide of 2019 early Monday. Police responding to a shooting at a home near 21st and Garnett found a man dead there. They say the other person in the house, 65-year-old Mary Carroll, admitted to shooting him. Carroll was arrested for manslaughter. Oklahoma Blood Institute has an emergency blood shortage. OBI's Kenda Burnham says their typical 3 to 5 day supply is down to less than one.
Because of illness and weather, we have seen a decline in donations at our blood drives that we just haven't been able to overcome.
While OBI has a particular need for O negative blood, Burnham says healthy people of all blood types, 16 and older, are encouraged to look into donating, even if they think they aren't eligible. More information is at obi.org, or you can call 877-340-8777. Our weather forecast: showers throughout the day today and a high of 59. Light rain and 52 right now. I'm Matt Trotter, KWGS News.